Okay, thank you. Obviously, it was a really good performance. I thought our guys played really well. I don't know that we could play any better offensively against a really good defensive team. I thought we had good focus. You know, we had a couple practice days, and I thought our guys were able to sharpen some things up offensively, and I thought we were good defensively in the second half. But I also want to say, got to give South Carolina a lot of credit in the first half. That, I mean, they really executed and made some shots. So, but all in all, it was a good performance for us.
Question for our student-athletes, and we'll turn that loose.
Keon and Jabari, both of you guys struggled shooting the ball the other night. What changed for you tonight?
Nothing really. We just both tried to stay aggressive and attack the basket. And when you see easy shots like that fall for a score, when you see easy shots like layups and free throws fall, you start to develop some sort of a rhythm. So just trying to stay aggressive and not letting the previous out and affect this one.
Yeah, I agree with Keon. Just having the same preparation, you know, game in and game out, knowing that, you know, we're good players. We know we can, you know, hit shots. So we just, you know, try to get ourselves going by going to the basket. And, you know, Phil got us a lot of, you know, passes on the break and stuff like that to help get us going.
Like, quickness was an asset for you tonight, both of you guys. Quickness seemed to be an asset for you guys tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's just something that we try to work on every game and bring to, you know, every game, put pressure on the defense.
Unless I'm looking at the stat sheet wrong, your starters missed 8 shots in the game. At one point, you guys had made 30 of your first 40 shots for the game overall. Have you guys ever been involved in a game where seemingly all your shots were going down or so many opportunities at the rim?
No, I haven't, but you know, we played really well offensively, about as well as you can play, and all our guys were knocking down shots, and, you know, Phil did a great job of finding us in transition for a lot of easy baskets. So, you know, when the guys next to you making shots and we're all making shots, you know, it makes the game a lot easier.
Yeah, like Keon said, I agree with him. And then, you know, I've never personally had a game where everybody was just hitting on all cylinders, but especially against a real good defensive team like South Carolina. But, you know, it just happens like that sometimes, I guess.
Keon, can you talk about, I mean, obviously the road has been an issue coming in today to this place, a place where Arkansas and Ole Miss have lost. What was your approach to this game? Was it just to attack the rim like it seemed? Or did you just not shoot three-pointers as a team in the first half?
Yeah, you know, we just wanted to stay aggressive regardless of offensively or defensively. And we felt like we've been playing better on the road. We just haven't turned the outers into W's. So we just tried to stay aggressive. And, you know, when we built any type of lead, we just tried to stay aggressive and keep building and keep building instead of regressing.
How much do you guys want to improve on your performance playing at home against this team? Was that a fact coming in? You wanted to play much better when you played at home?
Yeah, you know, anytime.
You didn't play in the game. The first, he's asked the difference in the last game of this game.
Well, yeah. In the previous game we played him at home, I didn't play personally. But, you know, anytime you have a chance to suit up and play, you want to do a better job than you did the previous time. So not just, you know, the last time we played them, but we wanted to do a better job than the last time we had a game, period.
What did you guys do defensively in the second half to pick it up at that end? And were you frustrated with the defense in the first half?
We definitely were. You know, we shot well in the first half, but, you know, they hit some tough shots, you know, and good teams do that. But we also, you know, gave them some open looks. So, you know, coaches told us to make some adjustments, and then we just tried to do our best to execute them in the second half.
Final question for these two.
Both of you guys mentioned how Phil was able to help you guys in transition. He didn't take one shot in the game, but it seemed like he had total control of the game offensively. If both of you guys could just talk about how it is to play with a point guard that kind of gets everybody involved like that.
You know, that speaks volumes to the type of player that Phil is. You know, for him to – I've seen him do it numerous occasions from last year when I set out and this year, just to have complete control over a game without even taking – one shot for the whole game. You know, it just speaks volumes to the type of player that he is. He can dominate the game by doing so many other little things and so many other intangibles that other players do not have. So to play with a guy like that, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. And, I mean, it just speaks volumes to the type of player that he is.
Yeah, you know, it definitely shows how good of a player he is to be able to have that kind of imprint on the game without taking a single shot. And, you know, he's definitely an unselfish player. And, you know, I think we all enjoy playing with him and, you know, look forward to playing, you know, a lot more games with him this year.
guys. So.
All right, questions for Coach Hay.
Frank, with Phil, you said the other day you wanted to see him somewhere in the middle.
He went in the middle. well, you know, obviously, I think Phil was in the flow of, you know, getting everybody involved, and obviously he did that tonight. He was good defensively, which I think that's something we've talked about Phil being. But it's interesting. You said a guy can affect a game like that without even taking a shot in a positive way. There's very few guys in the country can do that, and we're very fortunate to have a guy like Phil because he can do that. He can affect the game in a positive way without ever taking a shot.
Frank, on a night like this, how much is it the field goal shooting percentage, just getting good shots? How much is it that you guys get going and you get to a feeling that you can't miss?
Well, we only took 9 threes, and I think that's, you know, we took 27 threes, I think, the first time we played against South Carolina. And, you know, we get 46 points in the paint. Your percentages are going to be better if you get paint points, and that's our key. That's who we are. We won a rebounding game. We got to the free throw line. I think that if you're being aggressive, those numbers should be improved.
South Carolina is ready to come in, so we're going to go ahead and step out.
Okay. Thank you.